Nursing homes are no longer simply places where the ill and elderly can be cared for at the end of their lives. These days, they're also rehab facilities where patients leaving the hospital can continue their recovery. However, finding a safe place to send a patient can be challenging. Many families use the hospital as a reference to a facility. But as Jordan Rao of Kaiser Health News reports, hospitals may not have the patient's best interest in mind when it comes to referring patients to a nursing home, and sometimes the results can be tragic. Jordan Rao joins us in our studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, is it a concern that some nursing homes are now taking rehab patients?
It used to be that you would do all your recuperation in a hospital, but as time has gone by, hospitals want to get their patients out quicker. So, yes, it's changed a fair amount.
Well, why wouldn't it be possible for hospitals just simply to say, okay, this is the best rehab facility in the area, you should go there?
You would think it would make sense, but there's been a longstanding Medicare rule that says that hospitals have to give patients full and free choice of where they want to go, not just for nursing homes, but for home health facilities, any place. And the hospitals have been very paranoid about being fined for breaking this rule. And as a result, they often will just give you a list of all the places around and the geography, and they won't tell you if a place has a bad record of inspection or infections or other problems.
Now, in the case you followed in California, a family sought the advice of the hospital where their mother had had surgery, and then they followed that advice.
That's right. So Elizabeth Fee was an 88-year-old woman. She went to California Pacific Medical Center, which is one of the best hospitals in San Francisco, for hip surgery, and it went very well. And then afterwards, she was looking to go to a nursing home to get better. And so I talked to her daughter, Laura Reese, and she told me what they were told by the hospital discharge planners.
They kept pointing to their facility. They told me the quality was very, very good, and it was basically like an extension of the hospital. We've gotten very good care there.
So it sounds like she's anticipating that the quality of care at the nursing home will be the same.
Yeah, that's right. It actually had the exact same name, California Pacific Medical Center, as the hospital did.
What happened to Mrs. Reese's mother?
Well, she was there for about 2 weeks, and unfortunately, she developed an obstructed bowel. It wasn't caught immediately until actually the day that she died, and she died at that point.
Did her daughters understand that something bad was happening, that this was way past recovering?
You know, they say that they were worried from the beginning. They even had their own private sitter they'd hired to watch over her. And I talked to her other daughter, Nancy, and she told me what the experience was like.
It fills me with despair because so much was invested in my mother in terms of medical expertise and care and compassion, and it was all just dumped.
I understand that this nursing home was given 1 star by Medicare.
Medicare has a score of 1 to 5 stars, and you can look it up on their website, Nursing Home Compare. It's based on a lot of different factors, staffing levels, how well patients recuperate, and then also their past inspections. And this particular hospital had been written up several times for not attending to patients properly.
Would the daughters have known that? Should they or could they have known that?
They certainly would have wanted to know about it, but most people don't know about the website, and they say they weren't aware that it even existed. The other thing is that, you know, people aren't thinking about what's going to happen when they get out. I mean, if you're about to go in for surgery, that's where your focus is, and you assume that that's going to be the point of most danger. But the reality is that it's actually these transitions from hospital to nursing home, from hospital to home, where a lot of patient injury takes place.
How hospitals refer patients to nursing homes, is that going to change? Is there any sort of movement afoot to try to fix that problem?
So the Obama administration has proposed that hospitals have to play an active part in guiding patients to the proper nursing home, and they have to provide objective information about the quality of the homes.
So that they can make a critical decision.
That's right. The other thing is the Obama administration proposed this regulation, and it hasn't been moving. And their term is ending, so there's still an open question about whether it's actually going to be enacted. But if it goes over into the Trump administration, all bets are off. Donald Trump has said that for every 1 regulation that is issued by his administration, he wants to eliminate 2 others. So it's certainly possible that it might be in trouble.
in the meantime, what do you suggest?
So people should go to Nursing Home Compare. They shouldn't just assume that the one that's closest to their home is the best. They should go and visit the home, talk to the families of other patients there, and also just really grill the discharge planners at the hospitals about what their observations are.
So what happened with the Fee family, the daughters who lost their mother?
Well, the family brought a lawsuit. It's still pending. The doctor in the case has settled, but California Pacific Medical Center has denied and contests all these charges.
That's the hospital that owns the facility.
That's right.
Jordan Rao is a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.